know I'm dead wrong. Why, oh why must I continue to be a hoe when I got a fine yellow bull-legged bitch at the crizzo? Bitches, I guess I was only out to get paid. This girl was cutting for daddy like a Mexican with a switchblade. But anyway, peek and look, here's how the story went. Second week of July, I think I'm Tuesday the 10th around 4 p.m. with this bitch named Kim. She wearing OLED in the face, but she had her own place. I got caught up in temptation. Now here's what I'm facing. The situation's thick, I'm steadily thinking with my dick, and I'm constantly asking myself, like, should I rush this hoe? But you know, damn. Little did I know she was my best friend, sister's cousin, auntie, mother, niece, up on my daddy's side. I couldn't even lie. My girl start bugging, hillin', rippin', trippin'. She gave my face a smack, now she's got a busted lip. And since I overreacted, now it's her things that she's packing. Hey, yo, baby, I apologize, but now I realize I knew exactly how she felt. That's why I'm sitting at the crib by my goddamn self. The reason why, because I had the trick. Now I'm breaking my back, trying to suck my own.
Over you for sure, was you trying to get some old?
Got it going on. Every time I see this bitch, she's all up on a nigga's bone. I told the bitch I had a woman and a little girl. She's digging in my pants, grabbing my nuts like a fucking squirrel. So what was I to do? Me and my woman had trust, but I was thinking I'm in the nuts, I can bust in this hoe. I hit the pussy fast, hit the pussy slow. She whipped out her tongue and licked the jug up his asshole. She couldn't call the crib when she wanted some cop, so she would beep and I would sneak. We would meet at the bus stop. And then I called her to my crib one day, because my daughter was at the daycare and my gal was at the J. We got to hurry up and roll, my girl get home at 5:30. She knew something was funny, so she came home early. And all the moaning and groaning, I couldn't listen. She busted in and caught me in a 69
session.
I miss her kiss and I kinda miss her smile, but I'm the one who fucked up walking around with the big head. She made me feel like I had a gold-plated dickhead, but I was trying to fuck everything that moved and breathed. She never checked or suspected there was something up a nigga's sleeve. Yeah, my baby, she trusted me. She never even cussed at me except that Friday night when she busted me. I found a letter on the dresser that said, tell your bitches don't be leaving they panties in my bed. And I was laughing and shit when she left at first, but in a couple of weeks that shit started to hurt. Now it's been 6 months, and when she called, all she do is talk cold to me.
Fucking over you for sure, pussy trying to get some old pussy. You'll end up with no pussy, no pussy. Fucking over you for sure, pussy trying to get some old pussy. Nigga, you'll end up with no pussy, no pussy.
So now, and that be on the real. To all my niggas, there you have it. When you fucking over your for sure pussy, trying to get some more pussy, you gon' end up with no pussy.